Last few weeks, our minister to children has been giving the children's sermon, and we appreciate the work that she's been doing. But this morning, the privilege has fallen to me, and I'm going to just take about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes for a children's sermon. If the children want to come down front, you're welcome to. You don't have to. I think you can see from the back. But I need 2 volunteers to help me this morning. And I won't be prejudiced, male or female, but the people I have in mind were males. So I wonder if there's a boy or two that would come down and give me a hand. I see someone back there. I see that hand. Is there another? Okay, come on. Here we go. Who are these folks coming down here? Oh, I got 3. Well, all right. That's fine. Come on, David and Todd and Randy. Okay. Good. Now, you wait here, and I'm going to fit you in just a minute. Dick, I'm going to need that chair over here, too. Okay. This is probably going to be a terrible sermon, but... You know, I got to quit saying that. I'm sounding more and more like Columbo all the time. I just... The story I'm going to tell, it's just a part of the story. It's found in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, so that you can check it out and see if I have the facts correctly. But let's see. You be Paul, Randy. So you come over here. And Todd, you be Silas. And David, I didn't figure on 3, but we'll use you. You'll be Mr. Jailer. Okay, you're the jailer. All right. So Paul and Silas went to a town called Philippi, and they were evangelists, but they didn't have a church, and so they were worshiping on the riverbank, and they were doing the best they knew how to do. But, you know, just in doing good work and doing what God wanted to do, there were some people that didn't like them. And they kind of told bad things about them and false things. And so they got them arrested and they got put in jail. Now, I've been in jails a lot of times, but I never got put in jail, thank the Lord. But it must not be any fun to get put in jail. But especially, can you imagine what it's like to get put in jail for doing the right thing? And this was an old-fashioned jail. And so we got to go way down into the dungeon. You be the jailer and you grab these 2 guys here. Come on, just grab them. Pretty rough. Now, put them up here. Actually, they're going to... That's good. Up the stairs here. Actually, they're going downstairs. Say, okay. And it says in the Bible that they got put into the inner prison, and they got their feet stuck in stocks. So you put Paul here, and Silas, you sit here. Now, you've all seen stocks, you know, around the different places where you have to stick your hand. It didn't say their hands were stuck in, just their feet. So you guys stick your feet under there. Come on, lock them up under there, David. I mean, jailer. Come on, there they go. Now, that doesn't look too bad for just a little time. But can you imagine? Now, you lock, you know, they're chained up here too, okay? And then the lights go out, and you go on out and shut that door. Pick up that stop and shut the door, but leave it open a little bit so you can hear me, okay? Attaboy, just leave it open a little bit. Now, can you imagine what it's like to sit here, not for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but for hours and hours? They're arrested in the daytime, and they got their feet stuck in these stocks here. And I didn't tell the whole story. They got beat, too. I didn't want David to tell them to beat them, because he'd probably do it. But their backs are all sore, and the lights are out, and it's dark, and they can't see anything. What do you think they begin to do? Who knows? Not you older people now. Charles? Huh? They prayed. That's right. Well, oh, Lord, get us out of here. Is that what they said? Anybody know what they said? They prayed. What else did they do? I hear somebody whisper. Yeah, all I can hear over there, don't you tell anybody now. Any boys and girls know what they did? Come on. Let's see your hands. They sang praises to the Lord. Now, isn't that a funny thing to do when you're in jail and you're down, way down in the dungeon and the lights are out and your feet are caught in stocks? Goodness, I thought of a lot of things I couldn't even mention in a sermon, you know, but they might be very uncomfortable there. And here they are way in the midnight hours. And I think, you know what they were singing? I think we got the hymn book right in the pews there, not the praise and worship and song, worship and praise. But the hymns are in the Psalms, and I think maybe they sang Psalm 89, 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. You're singing. Come on, make your mouth go. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And you know when they got singing like that, what happened? They began to have an earthquake. Now, this represents an earthquake, and your feet are going to come out. No, okay. And the door came open. All the doors of the prison came open. Jump up and rub your... And the chains fell off. Rub your arms and your ankles like you're glad to be free, you know. Oh, isn't that wonderful what the Lord's done? Now the jailer comes running in. Come running in, David. And he says, what am I going to do? No, you're not trying to run away from me. What am I going to do, he says, because he figures all the prisoners have escaped. But Paul, who's Randy, says, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Can you say that?
Do thyself no harm, because we are all here.
That's right. And then the jailer says, what shall I do to be saved?
What shall I do to be saved?
And you know what he said? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
And thy house.
And thy house.
And thy house. And he did, you know. And then he took them. We can't take the time to do this now. You can take those stools back in there, if you will. And that's getting toward the end of our sermon. But the jailer took them in the house and washed their backs off and told them how sorry he was that he'd beat them. And Paul and Silas baptized him. And you know, a church got started there in Philippi that was even greater than the Wollaston church. A tremendous church got started there because two people, okay, you can go, Paul and Silas and jailer. Thanks a lot for your help. Appreciate it. Because people, when they got in trouble and they were in the dark place, they didn't gripe and complain, but they praised the Lord and they trusted Him and He set them free. You know, the Lord's still in the business of doing that too. No matter how dark it is, no matter how hard it is, if you'll praise the Lord and trust Him, He's got a way out of that prison.